This is a recording of the Andrew LaPlante Conference with the Florida Atlantic University Board of Trustees on March 11th, 2014 at 8:30 a.m. Central Time.
Hi, everyone. This is Andrew.
Good morning, Andrew. This is Butch Teske.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Dr. Feingold.
Hey, Dr. Feingold. How are you?
Okay.
Do we have any other trustees on the line?
Tom Workman. Philly.
Hey.
Tom Workman.
Great. Any other trustees on the line? Right now I have Chair Barber, Trustee Nyan, Vice Chair Workman, Trustee Teske, Trustee Feingold, Trustee Stilley. Is there anyone else on the line?
Bob Rubin's on the line, too.
Excellent. All right. You're giving us a quorum, then. All right. We're ready to start.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Trustee McDonald.
Good morning. And I'd like to call this meeting of the FAU Board of Trustees to order. Thank you all for your flexibility this morning. Obviously, we extend our deepest sympathy to Dr. Kelly on the passing of his mother. Andrew, would you call the roll, please?
Trustee Barber?
Here.
Trustee Workman?
Here.
Trustee Callahan? Trustee Kane? Trustee Fader? Trustee Feingold?
Here.
Trustee McDonald?
Here.
Trustee Mulberry? Trustee Nyan?
Here.
Trustee Rubin?
Here.
Trustee Stilley?
Here.
Trustee Tanner?
Here.
Trustee Teske?
Here.
Thank you.
Andrew, Trustee Kane has joined as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have anybody else on the phone? Just want to briefly let you know that after our meeting in February on the 20th, Vice Chair Workman and I joined President Kelly at the Board of Governors meeting for his confirmation. He was unanimously confirmed. The meeting went very well. This past week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, was Palm Beach County Days in Tallahassee. And Dennis Crudell and I, along with President Kelly, went up. We were able to meet several people up there. The president and I met with the governor and his education advisor, Kim McDougall. We met the agricultural commissioner. CFO Atwater was very gracious in not only meeting with us, but also setting up meetings for us with the Senate president, as well as the chair, Chair Galvano, Chair McKeel. And so we set up some meetings on our own, and we went to some of the Palm Beach County Days, and it was very, very productive, and I thought very worthwhile. So we were able to do that, and that's my report. So obviously the president's not here. He is in South Carolina, but Dennis is acting president this week. So.
Thank you. I feel like Godfather 3. I just want to find out they pull me back in. If I could just take one moment of personal privilege. Last month was a committee meeting, so we didn't get much of a chance for me to talk at that meeting, which probably was good. But on the other hand, I do want to take just a moment to say how much I really appreciate all that the support that I got over the last 9 months as I was graciously allowed to lead this wonderful group. And I wanted to thank personally Chair Barber and members of the board for the confidence they had in me to lead this organization, and I really appreciate that. The other issue is that I did establish a scholarship fund in my name, and I really appreciate those who have already contributed to that fund, and I really appreciate all that the support that the students eventually will end up getting here at FAU. So I just wanted to take that that point of personal privilege to say thank you, and I really do appreciate all the support that I got over the last 9 months. Thank you.
Dennis, this is Trustee Feingold. I want to thank you very much for the offer of the scholarship fund. I think it sets a precedent, and I think that it is well-deserved, and I appreciate you thinking about doing that and you to be honored for it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Andrew, do we have any public comment?
No public comment.
Okay. All right. Next item is the approval of the minutes. We have the minutes of November 19th, 2013, January 17th, 2014, and February 18th, 2014.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Hey, Anthony, this is Dave Fader. I've been on the line. I don't know if they took attendance.
Thank you, David.
Yes, this is also Patrick Callahan. I've been on the line as well.
Okay, thank you very much. So recorded. Okay, at our meeting on February 18th, our committee meetings, we had some items go through that were unanimously approved by the committees. And so they're on our consent agenda. Can I have a motion to accept the consent agenda?
So moved. Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, we have nothing in the action agenda. Andrew, do we have anything under old business?
Nothing.
We have nothing under. Does anybody have anything in new business?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Trustee Feingold.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So, as you well know, there is movement in the legislative session for in-state tuition for children who are parents who are not citizens. So I have a motion to bring to the board, which was prepared by David Keon. And it says, whereas Florida Atlantic University is proud to be one of the most diverse universities in the United States, and whereas Florida Atlantic University aspires to be recognized as a university known for excellence and accessible undergraduate and graduate education, and whereas Florida Atlantic University Board of Trustees seeks to further enhance the university's diversity and expand the opportunities for access to higher education in Florida by persons who previously have lacked access. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Florida Atlantic University Board of Trustees, one, that it supports legislation that would prevent a dependent child who is a United States citizen from being denied classification as a resident for tuition purposes based solely upon the immigration status of his or her parent, and two, that it supports legislation that would classify as in-state for tuition purposes or would exempt from the payment of out-of-state fees all students, regardless of immigration status, who attend a secondary school in Florida for 3 consecutive years immediately before high school graduation, apply for enrollment in the required provision within 24 months after graduation, and submit an official Florida transcript as evidence of attendance and graduation. FSU has already come out with statements similar to ours, and I feel that FAU, the most diverse of the colleges and universities in the state, should move along with this. Thank you.
Okay. There's a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it. It's Bob.
Okay. Discussion.
Anthony, I realize telephonic motions like that are hard to try to follow through. I certainly did my best there. David, is it possible to quickly put that in a place where we could see it or have it forwarded to us just so we can read it It's just hard. I tried to jot some notes down, and I, you know, I feel a little bit uncomfortable approving something that I didn't have time to kind of, you know, review.
I concur with that. I'd like to see it in writing.
I agree also.
What I would suggest is perhaps maybe Andrew send it out and agenda it for the next meeting.
The only issue is that the legislature is going through the legislative process, and all the other universities are moving along with this. And I don't want to be the last one, because our next board meeting is April 10th, and other universities are meeting currently, and I don't want to be the last one on the train since we, and I'm sorry about, you know, not sending it out to you, but that's not my job. And I couldn't discuss it with other board members because of the laws in the sunshine. But it's before the legislature in both houses under various bills. And what David Keon did was basically coalesce this concept that we approve this diversity issue and do that. David, you could send it out to everybody. They could read it now or however you want to put it on. I don't know what it does.
Hey, can I offer a suggestion rather than make it as a what you crafted? Could it not just be a motion in support of the legislature to address this, so it would be literally one sentence so that we could evaluate it as is? Does it have to be...
Well, why don't we do something different, Paul? Why don't we just, I mean, I think the sense of the board is that we all want to read the thing and just have a day or two to think about it. We can have a quick board meeting and in 5 minutes have yay or nay. Another call-in.
Well, you have to notice any board meeting, I believe.
For how long?
I don't know if it has to be a week. The purpose of my second was to allow discussion. This is something that's on the table for the legislature, and they're going to look at it. I don't know which way, I don't think any of us know which way they're going to go, but I think as trustees of one of the major public universities in the state, I think we need to address it to let them know where we stand, either yay or nay. So I don't think it's something that we should just ignore. But the purpose of my second was to make sure that we do have discussion on it and not necessarily we need to vote on it today.
Can I just ask why maybe it didn't go, I mean, it could have been sent to Andrew. Andrew could have forwarded it to us all under new business or on the agenda, because it's kind of a last-minute thing.
Trustee McDonald, this is Dave Keon. Trustee Feingold called me about this matter Thursday afternoon. I then got assistance to gather the language of the legislation on Friday to determine what was out there and was pending, and then put it together over the weekend and sent the resolution to him late yesterday. So we just did not have time to get this to the board. I'd be happy to email the proposed resolution to you this morning, or as was discussed, the board can simply pass a sense of support for the concept of in-state tuition for children of undocumented aliens, or we can reset another meeting. But we just simply didn't have time, and I apologize for that.
If you have it now, we could just table the discussion, email it to us, and probably take 5 minutes to look at it and come back and vote.
Yeah. Agreed. Is there anyone who's not in front of a computer who couldn't get an email from David right now?
I'm not in front of a computer. I'm just on my phone.
Okay. Do you have email on your phone, though?
It's fairly short, Trustee Rubin. You'll be able to read it on your phone if you've got email access on your phone.
All right. Go ahead and email it out. Let's table it, and we'll go to the next thing.
Well, it's Tom Workman. I have a question with regard. Has there been any information put out on all the universities as to what the cost would be for such an item as far as revenue is concerned?
This is Dorothy Russell. I did just a quick back-of-the-envelope calculation. There's really no way right now to tell which students would be applying and which ones wouldn't be that fell into this category. However, I just took a rough estimate of about 100 students. If we enrolled those 100 students at the current rate, we would generate about $400,000 to $450,000 in tuition revenue. I would venture to say that probably if they were out-of-state students, they would not be able to, perhaps not afford our higher out-of-state resident, non-resident rates. Those dollars would generate about $600,000. So the difference is about $150,000 or $200,000.
Has the Board of Governors put together anything that would consider the cost?
Not to my knowledge, not at this time.
I don't know, Dorothy, that's the back of the envelope. I just got a sense here that we're getting ahead of our skis on this issue.
Yeah, again, Trustee, it was only brought to my attention late Thursday afternoon. We have not had the time to get all of this information. Not certain what other institutions are doing or other analysis has been done.
Actually, David, it's been in, Bob, it's been in the newspapers already. It's in the legislation. Speaker Weatherford has got a legislation ahead of him. He's leading that effort. Other senators and representatives are. It's a major issue in terms of the state. And as a university that is filled with diversity, it would be a black eye for us as a university to say no to that issue. To me, it's an important aspect of South Florida because many of those individuals live and reside here. And if we don't come out and say this is a positive thing, then we look foolish by saying to the community, we're for diversity and the most diverse, and weakens our argument in Tallahassee and around the state because we're saying no, over the table. That's very important to this state as an image and to this university. And to me, diversity is critically important, and accepting that they go to school here and they are educated here, they go to and they have jobs in this community, and we have to be the most open and diverse. If not, we just make a statement, and I don't know if it's a motion, but we need to have a sense of what we do and where we stand as a university. If we say no, then that's going to affect how we are perceived in this community as, quote, the most diverse and the most open with parents of first generation students whose parents never went to college or coming to college. And for us to close that door or say, you're going to pay out-of-state tuition even though you go to school here, you're educated here through the public schools, I just feel wrong. I always felt it was wrong. It was brought up in the last presidential election debate where Governor Perry came out and said the entire legislature of Texas voted for in-state tuition, and certain elements of this party paid a price for that by attacking him. And this legislative session is going to be open to that. And we as an educational institution need to be as a sense of who we are as an institution, have to either say yes or no. If we say no, then we look foolish. If we say yes, we're coming out and saying we're for diversity and accommodating all these people. And that's how I feel.
Jeff, it isn't a question of saying yes or no. I'm not debating that issue yet. What I'm just saying is that I think it's important that we take a stand, but it's important that we take a stand after we've had a chance to review the issues around it, look at some assumptions that we made regarding our financial impact, have a chance to digest it. I mean, we are an educational institution. We're the Board of Trustees, and we should have thoughtful discussion. Not for nothing, but to get a piece of paper on my cell phone, and I'm supposed to read this thing and make a decision in 5 minutes about an issue, which admittedly is critically important. It's important to our state. It's important to our image. It's important to the legislature. I agree with all that. All I'm saying is that I want more than 5 minutes to think about it. That's all.
No, I have no problem with that. I actually got David's email just now, came onto my computer.
Yeah, but again, I'm uncomfortable voting on it right now. I want to read this. I want Dorothy to go back and make sure that the financial assumptions are right. I want to know what the BOG thinks about it.
I agree.
I'm not saying to revert this to committee and let's table this thing forever, but I think a week or two to think about it and to see all the assumptions and to look at all the different players, what they're doing, that's not unreasonable to ask for that.
Trustee Rubin, we
we have a there is a Board of Governors meeting March 19th and 20th, so next week, Wednesday, Thursday. And that would be a very easy thing for us to engage with the other presidents, the governors themselves, as to, you know, what they're thinking. And so if you would like, we could table this and then schedule a call for the week after. So it would be the week of the 24th.
Okay, let me tell you, I was correct. FSU, hold on guys, FSU supports in-state tuition for undocumented immigrants. They already came out with that yesterday. So for us to say that we're the most diverse when FSU already announced that their support of in-state tuition, as reported in the newspapers, makes us look foolish. And
Jeff, it doesn't.
Okay, trustee. I appreciate what you're saying. I think, however, we're responsible for this institution, and we're responsible to be the appropriate stewards. And so I have no problem in saying that we're going to. And you all tell me. I mean, it we can do it before if you feel you'll have enough time to do what you need. I mean, it's really very difficult to do any kind of a financial analysis, because how would you, I mean, you'd be just be guessing at the numbers. But, obviously normally this would have come through Trustee Rubin, your committee, and we would have had a chance to vet it a little bit. But
This is Dan. I mean, what a difference it makes just having it in front of you. And I have received the email, hopefully many of you as well. And it is, it is, as described, a brief summary in support of it. I at this point, wouldn't have a reservation now having a chance to read it and digest it momentarily. I wouldn't have any personal reason not to move this to a vote unless other trustees feel like there's other information that is really required. But, you know, my opinion has changed from one of needing more time to now having read it and understanding what its intent is to encourage the board to take action on this. I do feel like it is very timely. And whether it's an up or down decision or a decision that we need more time, you know, I will follow suit with the rest of my colleagues on the board. But personally, I feel like we could vote on this.
Well, I'd like a little more time to find out, where other universities other than Florida State stand, and I like the idea about going to the Board of Governors about it. Because, on the face of things, things always look good, but there might be some other issues with it.
Well, just go to Google and FSU in-state tuition. This House bill has already passed two House committees. This House bill. Either we stand for what we are or we're not. And if you want to come back in 2 days or, everybody read it over, read what other schools are. But I don't like to be the last one to train. Okay? We're already rated below FAMU by U.S. News and World Report. And I don't like the fact that we're always following everybody else because we're afraid to make a statement that's important. We're not in Gainesville. We're not in Tallahassee. We're in South Florida. And that's who our population is, and a base of population is the immigrant society, the first time in college. And if we want to come back in 2 days and have a vote on it, I have to wait till everybody puts the finger in the air and catches the thing. We have to be positive, and we have to be progressive, and we have to be representing the constituency of our university in our community. If we don't do that, it doesn't
well, look. Mr. Chairman, this is Paul Tanner. I just want to say two things. One, I agree with Trustee Kane. I read it. It's simple. There's probably some cost here that we should know what it is, but in the interest of the sort of broader theme, I'm comfortable supporting it. But secondarily, there's no reason. Even having gotten it Thursday, David, it could have been shot out to us last night. We get changes or additions to the agenda all the time and said this was going to be considered. So it's, you know, one, it, after all the whereases, it's just really one paragraph. So it's a pretty short piece, and maybe some color could have been provided to, you know, we would have saved the last 30 minutes of discussion. So I just think maybe a little more thoughtful management of the agenda could have got us there easier. But, I mean, I'm with Trustee Kane. It's pretty simple, and as long as the cost isn't exorbitant, it has there's nothing wrong with the language, and, you know, it appears to be the right thing to do, given who we are, what our responsibilities are.
Yeah, and in defense of David Keon, his father-in-law had a serious heart attack on Friday evening, and he was in a hospital with his family in Miami Baptist Hospital. So that's, you know, David won't say that, but I will say that. That's the reason why there was a delay. It was a personal tragedy in the family, and everybody has that. And I appreciate his efforts to even get it done for this meeting. But it's something that's important. We talked about it, a few of us at the last board meeting, unofficially, about that issue, and I feel it's important enough for us to make a statement and a stand on something that is critical, and FSU already did it, and I don't know why we're always waiting for everybody else to make decisions for us. We're bored, we're adults, and there's nothing here that's bad. It's only good, and we'll get some, you know, we'll just look better if we do the right thing. Thank you.
What's your pleasure?
We have a call for vote.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, my recommendation would be to call for a vote, and trustees that don't feel like they have enough information, and I hear their case loud and clear, but I do feel like this is important and timely. If they don't feel they have enough information, I would just encourage them to abstain. I'm
trustee,
curious to hear if there's a vote.
Trustee Kane, I apologize. They cannot abstain unless there is a declared conflict under Florida law. All members are required to vote who are present unless there is a declared conflict, and no one, of course, has declared a conflict on this issue.
Okay. David, thank you for that.
Sorry about that.
Mr. Chairman, it's Ron Nyan.
Yes.
Could you clarify that in terms of the language, David, that this was this is a similar proposal by the Florida State University Board of Trustees? Where did the statement come from?
I don't have any information about the Florida State resolution. I have not seen that.
All you have to do, guys, all you have to do is Google FSU support
Jeff,
State.
Jeffrey, can you just wait a second and let David finish?
Okay,
the language was taken from two bills that are currently in the legislature, one in the House side, one in the Senate side. The first paragraph is precisely the language that appears in both bills. The second paragraph is a combination of the two bills. They vary slightly in terms of how they deal with the tuition issue, and so this language captures both. Both bills are working their way through committees. They have not been passed through all of the committees yet. They have been amended at various stops, so there's a possibility they could be further amended. So that's why instead of having support for the two bills per se, because we don't know what the final form of those bills would be, and also, by the way, those bills contain several other provisions not related to the tuition for undocumented children. We therefore just took the two paragraphs that relate specifically to that issue and used the language that is in the two bills presently about that issue.
And this is not intended to support any specific bill that we don't know anything about. It's intended to support the concept of in-state tuition for undocumented children who live here.
The one thing that I think might concern some people is that, you know, it might be a reason that people would bring children into the country just to have them go to our colleges at in-state tuition. And I think that the 3-year requirement for high school attendance prior to acceptance is, you know, would take care of that.
Yeah. And that is in both bills.
The other issue that I see, it says that they only have to show that they have a high school transcript as evidence of attendance and graduation, but not how well they did in high school or anything. So
they still have to be accepted into the
university. Well, they still have to meet our acceptance requirements.
Well, where is that stated, though?
Well, you have to, I mean, you have to be able to apply to get in. We're not blanket accepting any undocumented alien that applies, just like we're not, we wouldn't accept any student that applies. There's certain minimum criteria that we have, and they'd have to meet that.
Well, could that be stated? I mean, you know, I've seen this type of thing before. They said, well, it's not there, you know, so it's, I don't know if there would be a place to, you know, just put that in there.
Well,
as they meet the criteria for entrance into Florida Atlantic University.
I mean, we could, I'm sure we could add it. I don't
think that's required. I mean, because all we're saying is we want to be following the law, the House and Senate resolutions in the legislature. Everybody is accepting that the language is clear. Everybody knows that when they apply to college, they have to meet the requirements to get into each school and to micromanage each thing.
I think Trustee McDonald. If you read the second paragraph, the one that's number two, this is just to classify as in-state tuition. So the three-year requirement, the only thing it does is it gives you the right to in-state tuition. It doesn't give you the right to accept it.
Okay.
So
if everyone's in agreement about that, then that's fine.
Okay. All right, we have a motion.
I just find it, I just find it unusual that we're trying to have some thoughtful discussion, and yet it's being said that we're just putting the finger up in the air to see which way things are going. I have a real problem with that. I think this needs to be discussed a little bit longer. I'm not comfortable with voting on something. I'm going to stick with that. You can call it as simple as it is. There's still the law of unintended consequences, and I think all the trustees here should be uncomfortable with the fact that something that we're reading 5 minutes and we vote on, it might seem simple, but there are always unintended consequences. So I just want to make it clear that you can read it and it's simple and all that. It's not. This is a bigger issue. The House and the Senate do not have resolutions. They have bills. Those bills can be amended. And yes, I understand we're just supposedly supporting just the concept of it. But again, I try to be thoughtful in my role as trustees, as I think we all should be, and I think it's something we should think about and ponder.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get that on the record.
Mm-hmm.
And I recommend that we table this vote until after the Board of Governors meeting.
Well, I concur with Trustee Rubin. This is Trustee Teske. And if it comes to a vote today, I will oppose it. Only because I'd like to look into the law further.
I agree.
And I guess I'll further say that I'm not necessarily against it. I'm not. I just want to. I want to read it. I want to think about it. And this isn't putting my finger up in the air. My God, I support enough unpopular decisions, but it's something that I just think that. That is important, and whether we can figure out the financial ramifications or not, I understand that's hard to make some assumptions. I just want to make sure that I'm voting for the right thing, and I think we all should make sure of that. And asking us to delay it until March, whatever that was, March 16th, March 17th, session is still going on. It's not like session's over. That's all. That's all I'm asking for. So you guys can do whatever you want, but as Trustee Teske just said, as current foreman, I'm just going to have to vote no, but not because I don't want it. It's just because I just want to think about it and do a little bit of research on it. That's all.
Agreed.
Me too.
And this is Trustee Kane. I would caution the board on, I realize that our intentions for voting no, or for those that have mentioned that that would be their vote, could be very much misconstrued in the realm of public relations. So
let's take
caution.
A vote and see where it you know, we shouldn't, this is a decision, we shouldn't have to be afraid about how we vote on something or the appearance of it. It's just that the way it's presented at this particular time, without our being able to think very carefully and on all sides of it, that's all.
Okay, let me read you what let me read you a comment here, because this is what FSU said. The university has taken a position that we should be educating and the doors open to any of the students that are graduating. Barron, during parting comments to the FSU Board of Trustees, nothing is better for the state of Florida than to see truly bright students have an opportunity to succeed. And they came out with this, is it reported March 10th in all the newspapers and all over the state. So why should we be behind everybody else again when we say we are the most diverse, and
from
therefore
you,
we should work?
From what you read, that was the president's comments?
Yes.
Not a vote of the Board of Trustees?
No. It says FSU supports in-state tuition for undocumented immigrants. That's the headline in the St. Petersburg newspaper. And it actually made our local paper too.
Undocumented immigrant.
Trustee Callahan. Patrick.
Yeah.
Is this an initiative of student government?
Yeah, so this is one of the initiatives that student government, not only at FAU, but as FSA as a whole, as all the student body presidents, we've been lobbying and advocating for the past 3 to 4 months. I feel that the fact that FSU, as Feingold mentioned, has made a public comment on behalf of the Board of Trustees, I think that's awesome. I think we also just need to be careful about how we present this, because it has not technically been approved, and as you guys said, they can always also be amended at the House level. But I think it's great that they do support it, and I think that's something that we should also do as well. But we need to make sure that we have everything in line as far as what exactly we want to say and support as a board. And I think if we take some time, and then we can get back to everyone as far as what type of statement we want to make on behalf of the board. But at the end of the day, I think we should support this. I think it does affect FAU, as Feingold said. And I think FAU would also appreciate a response from us on this.
Jeff, I'd really appreciate it if you would be willing to table it for a week or two. I'm not necessarily against it. I just think that there's a few board members here that just want to ponder it, just make sure that it's the right thing to do. That's all we're asking.
I don't want to table until after the Board of Governors. I want to be out in front of the story. I don't think that we should be passive at all. And I apologize for not getting it out in time, but we had there was other issues there. We had informally talked about it at the last board meeting. And I feel that...
Well, you know, Trustee, I got to tell you something. If we had talked about it as a board at the last trustee meeting, it really wouldn't be an issue today. Unfortunately, we didn't, and so some of us didn't have the benefit of that time to think about it
research. So you want to do in 2 days or something like that to review it, read it over, study it, and come back? Because I don't want to be after the Board of Governors, because then we are passive and we don't make a positive affirmation. And I think that we going into the Board of Governors saying, we as a university, the most diverse university, this is the statement that we want, and that's who we are.
I want to see what the Board of Governors has to say about it.
But let me just make one thing clear. I don't believe that we should be supporting any particular bill or bills on this particular. I mean, again, just because they can't, you know, we could support a bill and then it's amended or changed somehow, and what we started out with. So I think the object here is not necessarily to support a specific bill, to support a concept. And so
that's absolutely correct.
If we could focus on supporting the concept, and
really what it's about.
Anthony, I move that we table this until Friday morning, if we can have a meeting then to come to a final conclusion on this.
I second that.
Second that.
Okay, there's a motion and a second.
Don't we have to dispose of the motion that's in front of us first?
No, that's an intervening motion under Roberts. It's allowed to be considered.
I'm sorry?
By motion.
I didn't hear what just happened. My phone just clicked off for a second. What happened now?
There's been a motion and a second to table consideration of the motion to resolve until Friday morning. To resume this meeting on sometime Friday, perhaps Friday morning. And then there was a question as to whether that is a motion that is allowed to be heard
Friday. Yeah,
and the answer is yes. The intervening motion first, and then the underlying motion would follow after the table.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to
do what?
Table until Friday morning at 10 o'clock. I'm sorry?
I'm not sure that gives us enough time, though, to see how this is going to... you know, there's nothing in there that said that this is a concept, an idea. What the press will say is that we are supporting this bill, and I think that would be an error because we don't know what the bill is going to end up.
We can discuss that on Friday when we bring this back up for discussion.
If you want to amend the motion, Friday would be the time to amend the motion. We're not saying that we have to vote on these specific words.
Okay.
Concept.
So there's a motion on the table. Can we call a vote, please?
To do what?
All in favor,
to table it until Friday, Jeff.
Oh, fine. That's no problem. I have no problem with that.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so this issue is tabled until Friday morning at 10 o'clock. By conference call. Okay, any other new business? Any BOT member comments?
Yes. Okay, so I want to thank Dennis Cradell, Anthony Barber, and the entire board for supporting the opening of the Feingold Boardroom on April 10th. The board picture will be done that day as well. And I want to thank everybody in the administrative staff that really putting this together. I hope everybody will be there for that meeting. And I just want to thank David Keon for doing this in a fashion, irrespective of his family issue. But I want to thank everybody for doing that. Look forward to a great meeting. That'll be Dr. Kelly's first board meeting that we will have. And I think we as a board should send a condolence card or something to the family as a board for his loss of his mother.
I think Andrew took care of that. Is Andrew on the line?
Yeah, that's already been sent out. Flowers were sent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we close, if you recall at our last meeting, I indicated that the meeting date that we had selected, April 22nd, was the eighth day of Passover, and we needed to move it. Is everybody okay with making it 1 o'clock on Thursday, April 10th? It's committee meetings, so it would be 1 to probably 4 or 5, and then we would have the the reception for the opening of the Feingold boardroom.
Anthony, I might be out of town, but don't hold things off from me.
Anthony, I had I have something already scheduled, but I could be there late, but probably it would be closer to 2:30.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Anthony, I believe I will be able to make it, so.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
I'll be there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, Anthony?
I appreciate it. Yes, sir.
I do have some comment or a comment.
Okay.
I just would ask all of the Board of Trustees to keep in mind that the gala is Saturday, the 29th, and it's an opportunity for our donors who will be there to meet the trustees and also our president. I'm presuming he will be there. And I would encourage each and every one of the trustees to make a presence there and participate in it, because it's an opportunity to meet some of the support that we have throughout the university. And as well, redo or encourage our donors to participate with more donations. So it will be the people who support FAU a lot. There are a number of things going on that night, and some of our donors have expressed the lack of seeing trustees participate in some of the events. So I'd encourage each and every one of you. I know the invitations just went out, so if you would, get involved and be sure to be there and meet our donors. I think it's an important time. It's the only real gala that the university puts on for the scholarships. So.
I've already bought my dress.
Thank you.
Tom, thanks for saying that, because that's very important. It's so important. I'm flying back from Las Vegas. We have a meeting with half the people running for president there, but I'm cutting my trip short to be back for our gala that night. So I'll be in and out, because it is most important to support our institutions and support FAU in a big way. And that's important. So thanks, Tom, for bringing that back up.
Yeah, thank Dr. Feingold, I appreciate your participation there, too. So.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. This is Patrick Allen for the record. Also, we got an email sent out to all the trustees about commencement coming up on May 1st and May 2nd. I'm actually also graduating this semester as well, so congrats for myself. if I would appreciate as many trustees as possible could go to all the commencements as well. These are the students that we represent at the end of the day, so they would appreciate your attendance as many commencements as possible. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, also I want to mention Bob Scalia is welcoming his wife back to the legislature from an illness. I want to wish her the best moving forward.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Any other comments? Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion made.
Okay.
Second.
And seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you all very much. Meeting is adjourned.